You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I got a couple things I want to dive into. I do have a little more college football.
College football!
If you're willing to get into the mix on this. Now,
sure.
I also want to, I tried responding to the Twitch, but nobody is logged into this Twitch because this is, I guess this is Sean's account. And so nobody's logged into it. And y'all know I can't remember mine.
Right.
But I was trying to respond. I am not upset. I just like to troll. And I like to troll the Twitch a lot. So, I'm not upset with you. I love you. My Twolos out there. I love them so much. I can never be upset.
Can't quit you.
What did you just say?
I can't quit you.
All right, Kevin, would you like to dive in on the Philip Rivers conversation? Diego Pavia or the top NIL earners?
I think Diego Pavia.
All right. This is Diego Pavia making a big NIL commitment for G5 schools.
It's a 12-team playoff. Put every team that's good. This G5 team, if a G5 team wins it, I would donate whatever I got in NIL. Back to that team. I would do that if a G5 team ever wins it.
Ever in the history.
I thought it was just for this year.
Of the sport. Now, ooh. I have no clue. I honestly don't know how much he's made in NIL. I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah.
But you're going to spend that at some point, right? Does he just assume he's always going to have that money sitting around?
Yes.
He's going to have to put it into a little bank account.
And then he's going to have NFL money and he'd be like, take it.
Or is he just making a very smart suggestion? No G5 team's ever going to win it.
No, I just think he's doing in kind of a D-ish way of talking down to the Group of Five team.
Wow!
Which I know there are plenty of other people who feel that way. Here's my issue with the people who feel that way. Were you upset when those rules were made? Because if you just found out about it and you're like, now I'm an expert and I'm upset. Come on.
Uh-huh.
You've had plenty of time to get upset about
it. I will say, like, seeing how things play out, right? Like, everybody presents a plan and says, here's how the rules are going to go and here's what's going to go down. And then you see it play out and it affects you in a certain way. And you're like, okay, hold on. This negatively affected me.
Right.
Very similar to this is the first time that my freaking fantasy football league has said, we will not play the championship on the last week.
Oh,
so
finally,
I was like, why do we keep doing this to ourselves, guys? Y'all see what happens. Well, guess what happened? One of the guys that played in the championship last year, all of his players sat on the bench because they didn't need to play. So he was like, you know what, Corey, I'm on your side this time. Finally, I understand what you've been, the plight that you've been dealing with. And I was like, thank you. And now they voted for it. Now, Kevin, guess what's going to happen?
What?
This year, something else is going to happen. Right? Something else is going to.
Okay.
And somebody's going to go, oh, hold on, we should change this rule. And that's how
I got you.
You try to come up with the best rules based on what your experience is. And you try and go through it. And then sometimes you just get upset and mad about things. So sometimes you can't do anything about it, though.
So you're already preparing for failure.
For them.
Oh.
Not for me.
Okay.
Preparing for dubs. You know what I mean? That means wins, Kevin.
No, I understand.
The 214.
Short for W's.
I don't know if I'm going to. The 214, I need Corey to say, I love you, Dean, so I can record that and use it as my daily affirmations.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right. Do you want me to say it then?
I think you just did, but sure, say it again.
No, I already said it.
Wow.
I even paused so that you could have a good clean cut of it, too.
Okay.
So, Dean, best of luck, man. Do you do daily affirmations?
I do not, but if it works for you, heck yeah.
All right. I think it's good. In honor of Philip Rivers, I don't know if anybody's heard, Philip Rivers is coming back to play.
What?
He hasn't thank you, Alec, for the reaction. That was appropriate.
I feel like we've discussed that quite a bit.
He said he's coming back to play football. Now, he was signed to the practice squad, and there is still a possibility that Riley Leonard will start.
Nobody wants that, though, right?
No, everybody besides wants Philip Rivers.
Riley Leonard, probably.
Everybody wants Philip Rivers to get out there, and whether he throws every ball into the dirt or whether he throws touchdowns, they want to see it. It will probably be the most watched first two series in the history of the NFL.
Well, can I tell you, I don't know about that.
Okay.
But can I tell you that I really want it to be one or the other? I don't want to see him have like a workmanlike 197-yard game. I want to see 30 for 35 for 380 yards and three touchdowns, or 1 for 8 with 7 sacks.
You don't even want to see him go out there and feed it to Jonathan Taylor and then get a win and then be like, dude, because we had Philip Rivers
boring
in there.
Boring. Really? Riley Leonard could have handled it off to Jonathan Taylor. I want to see boom or bust.
Okay. So, Boomer, next Friday, Oklahoma versus Alabama.
Okay. I mean, sure. I'd rather y'all win that than Alabama.
In honor of Philip Rivers coming back, even though some are suggesting he's too old to be able to do it, what is the thing that you would willingly go back to, even though you know you shouldn't? And I'll start, because I know I need to give some people time. I would willingly go back to bartending, even though I know I shouldn't.
Ooh, okay.
And here's the reason, dude. It was a blast. I had so much fun bartending. Those nights that seemed like they would never end were still a blast. The amount of money that rolled into the pocket was pretty nice, too. I took a big pay cut coming to radio. the people you get to meet, but here's the thing. Being cold and wet most nights, whenever it's cold and wet, being dripping sweat behind the bar whenever it's hot outside, carrying giant buckets of ice and slip and falls. Like, there were a lot of those, too.
Oh,
although,
no.
Kevin, I think there is somebody in case of a slip and fall that I could definitely call.
Call the Frankels. I almost said 877-881-1053. That is not right. 817 or 214-333-3333.
But yeah, I had an absolute blast bartending, but I know physically I'm in a different place than I was whenever I was 22 years old.
Right.
And so like that would be a I know I shouldn't, but I would do it for the experience again. One of the things I've told Adrian is if possible, if we're able to, I would love to move to a beach community and do a little pop-up bar, run a little bar down somewhere. Oh. I'd be perfectly happy living my life out like that, in a little, some sand and some water. I know you hate both of those, but I would be okay with it.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, what I would like is irrelevant to your dream.
Yeah, exactly. But you'd never come see me, I feel
I would come and see you. I just wouldn't want to live there.
Okay. But
if you can get your own island going, for sure.
You've been adamant about the whole island thing for a while. 877-881-1053. Alec, what's the one thing that you would willingly go back to that you know you shouldn't?
It's tough because, one, I just haven't experienced as much life as you guys have because I'm a boring person. Mm. Like, I've been to like three states in my life. Come on. Like, I have not experienced many things. But I will say, hear me out on this one. Because of that long distance relationship, the reason being, I was never here on the weekends.
Oh, nice.
I was always in a different city on the weekends. And I kind of miss that rather than just waking up in my own bed and like, oh, yeah, Grand Prairie, Arlington, Dallas. Yeah. You know, like it was cool actually going to different states and stuff and going to different places. It felt like every single weekend and trying new things and experiencing new things. That's the only reason I just want to get out and about again, because I feel like I've kind of simmered down a little bit and I haven't done as much exploring as I would like. And I've told you guys next year I'm trying to fix that. So that's the only reason. That's the only thing I can really put my finger on, is just like getting in the car and going. Again, just for the sake of it. I don't do that enough.
Yeah, that was, I didn't, when Adrian was at Oklahoma, I did enjoy being away for a weekend. You get up there on a Friday night, go experience some new bars and restaurants, and then come back. From the 469, I would go back into the Navy and onto submarines again, even though I know I don't bend the way I used to.
Oh.
Being in a submarine is probably very, very different.
Hey, and that was the Corey Island, not the Kevin Island. Don't get me in trouble. A lot of people said Kevin would say thievery. No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I understand that. Hold on, there are times, though, that you have the itch?
Yeah, look, there's definitely times where I'm like, I wonder if I could steal this show, I could still do it. I don't. But I think, look, this is where we talk about our flaws. One of the things is, if you've like looked at a woman, you've already committed adultery in your heart. So I'm pretty sure if you think about stealing, you've already committed stealing in your heart. And so I need to work on that. Not cool that I do think that. Now, I'm shocked at the number of people who are like, it's drugs is what they would go back to. Somebody said they would go back to the recreational use of nose candy, but his guy was put away.
But what was put away?
His guy, like his dealer.
The guy's no longer around, so I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, his dealer.
I did have a buddy that texted me last night. He said, go back to wearing socks with sandals. And I don't understand that at all. That doesn't make any sense.
Who
likes that style? This sounds like things that that he knows he shouldn't do, but he's doing anyway, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Alec is not going to care for my answer.
Oh, God.
But I think it would be going to all of the wrestling shows. There used to be no stop too big or too small of a wrestling show that I would not go to if it was even close to Dallas. Like, I have no problem hopping in the car. And I'm like, oh, they're going to tape Thunder in College Station? Let's go. And so, like, you know, I don't think my family would love that either. And so probably there are some times where I'm like, man, that would be a blast. But then I'm like, come on, dude. You're too old and too busy.
From the 817, I'd like to go back to dating Latinas, even though I know they're too spicy.
Mark that.
Yep, thank you.
Dang it.
Yeah.
You know what? The reason I read that is for a buddy. Because that's what he's always kind of in that place. He was like, look, man, I know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah.
But I just can't resist.
See, you know what? This is a good one. Not to go like all Billy Madison here, but they said they would go back to kindergarten. I've definitely had some thoughts when they were like, are you smarter than a fifth grader, of like showing up in some of these grades where they're starting to do like
you
more complex
math. You
want to
go back
math.
Just to dunk on fifth graders.
A little bit.
I want to go back to kindergarten because it was the easiest time in life.
Okay.
Think about, dude, all I had to worry about was that fake sink with the kitchen area.
Oh, yeah.
I was the plumber. And my friend Shauna, she would be like, hey, can you come over and fix my sink? And I'd be like, I'll fix all these sinks. And it was like everything was eaten. The nap time, it was so great.
Man, I do kind of wish that there was more built-in adult nap time.
Yeah. There was, you know, I'm not a great napper, but I know what you're talking about.
Do you, I don't know if this from the 214, that Michigan coach wishes he could go back to a one-woman relationship. I'm just saying, man, you could be the greatest person in the world, but if it's going to potentially cost me $12 to $12.5 million, that's a big fat pass. I don't care how single you are. That's a no. You think they're amazing.
And that's it for the C Block, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, I think we should do the NIL earners at some point.
Okay.
So I think we can roll that out.
All right. And yes, there are lots of people who have questions about Blockbuster. I was bitter about that for a really long time because I thought I was going to take over Blockbuster. Was I glad when they didn't actually buy Netflix and it cost them? Sure.
Would you go back to working at Blockbuster if it existed still?
Yeah, if the same media...
Was the job fun?
So, like, you know me. That I was made for that job. Like, you get to talk about movies, and you organize things, and do budgets. Those are some of my favorite things. And so it was
all... Hold on, were they your favorite things before you worked at Blockbuster?
Yes.
Or Blockbuster
yes.
brainwashed you to like them?
Look, I don't know if we've talked about this before on air. I think we have. I had a contract with my mom in middle school where she loaned me $1,000, and we had, like, a contract written out and everything. I have always...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Love budgeting and stuff like that.
That's the C Block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're three quarters of the way through. So what grade would you give the Cowboys season? Plus, which teams get an F and who gets an A next on The Fan?
Snap to Prescott, back, steps up in the pocket, deep to the middle, caught by Pickens and circles left and runs away, 20, 15, 10, touch right, touchdown. The Raiders just quit running after him, and Pickens made an incredibly surgical cut at about the 7-yard line.
That is still one of my favorite plays from the entirety of the season. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, you're more or less at the three-quarter way of the NFL season, which, by the way, think about that for a minute. We're already three-quarters of the way through the regular season and kind of sort of a little bit more. So I wanted to know, what grade would you give the Cowboys for this portion of the season thus far. And then we can expand it out to which team should get an A, which team should get an F. Well, let's start with the Cowboys.
So see the whole portion up until here. Not just this last quarter.
Yeah, no. The whole thing.
Because this last quarter's actually been good.
Far better than I feel like you'd say the first half.
And this is where this is going to be the problem with the you're a homer crowd. Kevin's a hater. We know. But this is the homer show of America. They say.
Why did Alex shake his head for that?
Yeah.
Because you're a hater.
It's fact. I have to say it's like a B minus to C plus.
Okay.
They failed miserably at a lot of things earlier this year.
Yes.
But they also made the George Pickens trade. And that's an A plus, I still feel. By the end of the year, I might think differently. We discussed that a lot. Like, dude, you got to watch that whole thing play out
for sure
before you make that decision there. But I think so far it's been like it could be a lot worse than it has been.
Yeah.
And honestly, it hasn't been as bad as a lot of people expected. And on field, the play's been far better than anybody expected. So that's a significant move. Making a move for Quinnen Williams, I think, was a big deal. So on the field playing, I will say C plus, but that's very far away from an A. And,
yes.
You know, it's the A's. Not even close to arm's length.
And when you hear who some of the A teams are, I think you'd be like, oh yeah, we're way back at that.
Yeah, so I'll say C plus.
Alec, what grade would you give the Dallas Cowboys for the first three quarters of the season?
I was thinking C plus too, Corey, because it's hard to look at their record and say anything different, but you know, there are some positive marks that go along with that, right? The idea that it's a first-year head coach and a head coach that nobody else on planet Earth wanted, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't see Brian Schottenheimer getting phone calls for other jobs, so we kind of talked about the idea of maybe they're being a little bit too complacent here and just taking the easy way out. He's done nothing but amaze me this season, so I have to give some credit there. But the on-the-field product has been less than perfect. Did we kind of expect that? Sure. But there's a lot of room to grow. So it's probably the most optimistic C-plus I could ever give. Because there's still a long time to figure this thing out. And I know for some fans, there's not as much of a big window for that to happen. But in my mind, it's going surprisingly a little bit better than I expected in certain areas. The record's not as good as I imagined it would be, but in certain ways, they're definitely working with what they've got a lot better.
From the 6-8-2, I'd give them a 6-6-1 grade. That's from Cody. From the
they said that's a 50.
No, this is from a different 6-8-2. Oh. 6-6-1 is a 50%, so their grade's an F.
Oh,
C plus. Dak has proven me wrong.
Oh,
from the 817, I stand with Kevin. We need more haters. And then from JMet, well, now hold on. Everything is about perspective. A C plus is a lot closer to an A than it is to a zero. Because
that's a good point.
Because numbers and letters don't go together.
And
that's why JMet.
Some people are still thinking about the other thing that you said in the last segment. Yes, with the Latinas, as Corey said. All right. Well, I hope this isn't. I don't think this is qualifying as being a hater, but you guys said C plus. I'll say C. So just very close.
Wow.
To what you
said. Of all
said.
The good things they've done, that's as good as you can get, huh?
That what is that? Like 3 points away from you?
I don't know. I'm not doing numbers, dude.
Okay.
Letters feel like more impactful grades? Numbers always felt like I was like, okay, a 97. Okay, that's cool. But A plus felt like I just ruled the world. But A plus is a 97.
You know what? I have to admit, I hadn't really thought about that.
Well,
but
now you have some work to do tonight.
Yes, you're right. And my son does love the show called Number Blocks. So maybe I can do some numbering in there.
Is that Brandon or?
That's Noah, one of his favorites.
You have two sons, Kevin.
I do. The younger son really likes Number Blocks. I don't know how
the
older son.
One.
I don't know how the older one feels about it. All right, if I tell you there are four teams
okay.
that get an A, like just a flat A, who do you think deserves it?
Patriots.
Correct.
Broncos.
Correct.
Nobody. Well, maybe the Rams. No, incorrect.
No, that is correct. But there's one team.
NFL standings.
To the surprise of no one, is being forgotten in this discussion, because that is what their entire season is about. The Seattle Seahawks.
Huh.
The forgotten team of, it feels like, the entire NFL. Do you think...
6-1 on the road.
That's incredible, especially for a team that is supposed to have, you know, just the most amazing home field advantage. Do you think an A sounds right for the Seattle Seahawks?
I would say yes. I mean, at 10-3, that's a pretty impressive record. You've lost two at home, but I mean, only to be 6-1 on the road is phenomenal. The year that Jackson Smith and Jigba's having to add to it is another feather in the cap for that, for sure. So yeah, I think that's very fair.
And then we need to deal with the numbers real quick from the 713. In what world is 97 an A+? What I always understood was 90-93 A-, 94-96 A, 97 and above A+. So in the world that I live in. And Corey.
In your face, people, not in Kevin's world.
Oh, or your world.
Well, my world too, but
Alec,
I figured I was in your world at this point.
Are the Patriots, Broncos, Seahawks, and Rams all worthy of an A? And is there anyone else you would add in?
Yeah, I think they all are. I talk about the Patriots a lot because I'm not a fan of them. I just think that their turnaround has been ridiculous. I never expected Mike Vrabel and his leadership to turn that thing around so fast. Seattle, still in a weird way, don't know what they are, even though I know they're good. I just don't know how good. And then the Rams, I think, can beat anybody at any given time. I'd honestly throw Chicago in there because I know it's been less than perfect, which is not the qualifications to be an A. But expectations versus reality, A+, 100%.
If Chicago would have beaten the Packers, do you think they would have gotten an A+?
Yeah, I do.
I think I do too.
Because they were on like this winning streak that I still go back to what Ben Johnson said when he was like, if you don't believe now, just wait. He's continuing that message, that idea that, guys, we are supposed to be here. And you should believe that. Every great winner believes they should be in that moment.
Right.
That's the most important part, believing that you belong in that situation. The way the Packers have done their season has gone, they've been just very weird. They should be better. But if the Bears had beaten them, you definitely drop them in the hey, we're that good. We're an A team. Especially considering everybody was expecting a D out of them.
Yes. Now,
or an F. Would that make you not giggle like a 15-year-old, Kevin?
Wow.
Jeez, dude.
Ouch.
Here I am reading all these Latina things.
Yeah. There is a shocking amount of texts about Latinas right now. Well, that's Corey's fault.
Yep.
Man, I never thought I'd say that, but I'm damn proud that I did. Alec, you'll be glad to know that the Bears got an A-. One other team got an A-. Is there someone who comes to mind? Because I don't think I would have gotten this.
Did you say the Bears got an A-?
The Bears got an A-. One other team.
Were you asking him or both of us?
Both of y'all.
Are the Packers there?
Nope.
I have a wild guess.
Tell me.
It's Jacksonville.
The Jacksonville Jaguars got an A- as well. And they kind of feel like the Seahawks to me in terms of they have accomplished some things that perhaps I've just sort of overlooked. And that's why I do not believe I would have gotten this one.
I'm looking at other teams that I feel probably deserve more an A-. Like
Packers got a B+ in case.
The Niners?
The
Niners,
San Francisco 49ers got a B, which I think is low.
Considering given, the injuries?
Yes. I think 49ers would be a viable A minus for sure.
Yeah, I also could definitely see a world where the Chargers are weird. They always are.
Yeah.
But to be where they are in that division, now obviously Kansas City is not Kansas City anymore, but to be a 9-4 in that division right now, and also taking out the juggernaut Philadelphia Eagles the other day, like they're impressive, man. I understand the Bills getting knocked because even at 9-4, that's not a good enough for what we've seen
from
the Bills.
Especially the way they started. The Chargers got a B. The Bills got a C+. And I think per expectations, I do not think that's out of line. Now, which teams got an F? There are only three, believe it or not. Only three NFL teams got an F at the three quarters mark of the season. Who should that be?
Titans.
The Tennessee Titans did, in fact, get an F, but that's only because Cam Ward hasn't figured it out yet.
Once he does,
because remember,
the league is effed.
It's a real quote. He said, the rest of the league is effed once he puts it all together.
That's the only team that got an F?
No, there's three.
Oh, I got all the rest of them.
Tell me.
Raiders.
You sure?
Better be.
The Raiders, of course, they get an F. Their coach has done a horrible job. The organization has done a horrible job. Failure across the board. Their quarterback has been terrible. Yes, but there's only one more. The Titans and the Raiders. And who? Do you want to give Alec a shot? Came through with the Jags.
Alec, you got this, buddy.
It's got to be the team that everybody hates to be a fan of, right? The New York Jets.
Incorrect.
What?
Is it a New York team?
No.
What?
The New York Jets get a D minus, just skating by the F. The
Wrong.
New York Giants get a D. Think about X.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
expectations versus reality.
Oh, the Eagles.
Not the... I mean, I'm with you there. But think about this. The Eagles got a C-.
Expectation versus reality means the Chiefs?
Ooh, the Chiefs got a D as well. Let's stay in this division where the Dallas Cowboys got the best grade at C. Eagles, C-, Giants, D, the Washington Commanders get an F. And if you consider...
Yeah, I get it.
They were in the NFC Championship game, and now they are 3-10.
Yeah, man, not good enough.
That's pretty terrible.
Yeah, and their offense, Kevin, has been atrocious.
And their defense has been atrocious, too.
Yeah, they were going to be expected to be one of the highest-scoring offenses in the league this year.
For sure.
Scored 262 points so far. Like, that puts them at the bottom rung, if not the... It's one of the worst-scoring offenses in the league.
Oof.
And that was Jaden Daniels going into second year. And I know people were predicting sophomore slump, and I get it.
Yeah.
I see it happen. You just didn't see this kind of a fall. And then defensively for them to fall off the way that they have, and now Dan Quinn has to call it, it hasn't looked anything like you expected after what you saw in year one. So year one, though, Kevin, was a lot of excitement and energy that Dan Quinn brought to the thing. And then whenever things kind of level off, you see the reality there.
And look, don't you think that if you're a Commanders fan, you can reconcile like some of the injury problems and you're thinking – Jaden Daniels comes back and he's ready to roll next season. This is going to be an anomaly and we get a top draft pick. But there are signs of brewing on both offense and injury and defense that last year could have been the Flash.
Can I add one last thing before we go? This is not necessarily...
Is it bad news?
This is actually... I think this is positive. You want to hear a quote from Matt Eberflus?
Yeah.
Regarding Logan Wilson and Kenneth Murray?
Sure.
That comes down to practice tape and in the execution. Making plays on the ball. I've always said when I was coaching Sean Lee here, the linebacker's job is to hit the ball. You're at the point of attack. There is no backside for you. To me, you should be able to have 15, 16, 18 tackles a game. You should make ball production, force fumbles, recover fumbles, interceptions. You should have all those things because you're in the middle of the defense, and that's what you're looking for. These guys are working to do that. But, Kevin, that comes down to practice tape is where they're getting the competition between those two guys. So, hey, go out there and perform one of you because we really need you on Sunday.
Yeah, and it kind of – do you start to think about Diggs, Revel, you just mentioned Wilson. We go back to early in the season with Blue – it kind of feels like
you can get your job in practice, dude.
Yeah, that is. I'm glad that you brought that to the show. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation, gentlemen. How is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Does it feel any emptier without Eric? And what is your scouting report from the job he did this morning?
He did an outstanding job, as always. It does feel a little lighter without the chief.
Yeah.
But we got more than enough hands on deck here to pull this thing together.
I like it. I like it. Mr. Wolchuk, you feeling okay without Eric?
I am. I'm doing all right. You know, it's always I'm hopeful that RJ's back tomorrow, because then if you go three straight days, that's when the withdrawal really starts to hit.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your stomach right now?
I don't know. What do you
mean? Like gyrating your belly?
Oh, I'm shaking my legs back and forth. Is that making my belly go
back
up and
down? From
my
angle, it looks like you're doing the worm right now with your gut.
No, I'm just, you know how when you kind of just do like this with your legs?
Yeah.
I'm opening and closing them.
Opening and closing.
Because I'm ready, it's time for the legs to start moving more.
Yep. You've got the itch. You've got one foot out the door.
End of the show here. You
know? But I'm hoping we get Eric back tomorrow, Kevin. Because it's going to be a football Friday for the ages, and I can't wait. And it's also Brian Broaddus' birthday celebration, but he's going to go off and do other things without us.
Yeah, when you get to be 62 years old, they make you like do things you don't want to do.
Oh,
yeah. Name one.
A colonoscopy kind of thing.
Yeah, that's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They decided.
A lot of butt stuff.
That guy is full of ass, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he did. Now, yesterday, you were on air when all of this started to unfold. How shocking was that turn of events with what's happened at Michigan? And I don't
know. Not surprising.
No?
No, not surprising at all. college coaches, pro coaches, coaches in general think that they're invisible. And they the lure of power, the lure of being in the middle of things, people wanting to always be around them, is what is a dangerous drug. And it, I've been in athletics most of my life. I've seen it all, so it never surprises me when this stuff happens.
Yeah, the extramarital affair, not surprising. The I mean, the reports, and is it fact that the house that he went to was the person that he was in a relationship with?
I have still haven't seen that, like, super multi-source confirmed, but I've seen the same thing as you.
Yeah, because some of the stuff on Twitter that you don't know whether to believe or not would make this one of the most shocking stories in the history of sport.
Yes.
And then TMZ put out a police call that it did seem like it was a woman who made the call.
TMZ, this is their area of expertise. So, they usually thrive with this.
I don't feel confident enough to say, like, yes, for sure it was, but it seems like it might have been.
Okay.
Likely that it was.
Okay, and we have news over here, Corey.
This comes from a Spittle from Broadus's Gang of Six.
Okay.
Does sound like RJ Choppy will be back tomorrow.
Oh, okay, so, good.
Yeah. I'm glad he's okay.
Gang of Six is always in the know.
That morning show just took a hit.
Fantastic. All right. Now, I had a question for you guys.
One station under God.
I love everybody here.
Always trying to.
You know that.
But who do you love the least?
Question I've asked.
You know what? I haven't met Aiden.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He's fantastic.
I've heard great things about him, but I can't say I love him without having met him. So I guess he would be on the least loved list.
Yeah. So are you angling to fill in for the morning show next so you can meet Aiden? Is that what was happening?
I mean, I'm sure in a couple months, I usually do a day of draft coverage with him in the morning. So I'll meet him then, unless he's off for some reason. But yeah, I mean, I'm cool with doing it once in a while. I don't know how those guys pull those hours, man.
Yeah.
They go to sleep earlier.
Holy moly. To do that full time is kudos to them. I don't envy them one bit.
Yeah. You have to get paid a lot.
But just think about being done with your day at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Being on the golf course.
Not worth it. You're never done with your day because you're always thinking, I got to get ready, and then the game's coming on at 7 or 9 that you got to watch.
That's never stopped that show, that morning show.
You get a couple of hours.
You're talking about prep and stuff over there? What are you doing?
Well, I know. Yeah.
I mean, you're like, you just said, well, gosh, you're never thinking about
game. No, because you got to wake up. You got to wake up. Now you're sitting there at 10:30 at night saying, crap, I got to wake up in 5 hours.
I think it would be the best thing in the world to be done at 10 a.m. every day. I just think so.
Because you'd get out, you'd do things to fill your day to wear you out and be sleepy by the time.
Wouldn't
you get
that just
to that
be
time.
More work for you?
No, I just because it would allow me to like watch more film and do more things I want to do. Like I said, I think that you could go take a nap, have lunch, then get up and like you have the kind of the rest of your day still.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, the watching the sports part of it all now. Even if you miss a game and stuff, the way that YouTube's got it, where you can watch a game in 12 minutes, it's like the greatest thing in the world. You kind of get an idea that the Mavericks sucked last night. You know?
They keep showing
Oklahoma City making shots. You get a pretty good idea. The Mavs weren't very good on defense last night.
Are you, by the way, speaking of Oklahoma City, we've talked about it some, but how blown away are you by that start? They're 24-1, and the only game they lost was by 2 points.
I'm moderately surprised. Right? Yeah. You know, I would have probably picked them to be somewhere around 20-5 or something like that.
Which would still be phenomenal.
But this is a pace for what? Do the math for me, Hagee. Is it 78 wins?
Yeah, they're on pace to lose 4 games.
Wow. Yeah. Jeez. So historic. You know, I don't know if they're as good
as
the Bulls team that set the record or the Warriors team that broke it. I think this is also the result of the league being more watered down than it's been in entire lives.
Are you disappointed about the watered down fighting at all? Because there was a faux fight in OKC's game yesterday, but it was just a bunch of people pretending like they were going to do something, and they were never going to do anything.
The good old days when people swung chairs at each other.
Or went in the stands.
The haymakers.
And punched
just
somebody.
Just a good old duel in the middle of the street.
I'm proud of your Duke guy for at least saying, you might whoop us tonight, but you're going to leave knowing that we were willing to fight you for
it. Yeah, okay. I like that. I like that. Do you think we'll get to the point, whether they win 73 or whatever, where people will be making those comparisons to 95-96 Bulls?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, maybe I'm downgrading them a little bit. Like, this team is incredible with their ability to defend and so many skilled players. You know, they've really mastered the test. But it's just so hard to tell because of what the tax aprons have done in the NBA to your ability to retain teams. Like, that Warriors dynasty, I think the league for some reason decided we don't want this. It's bad for the league. And if you're right. gonna try to keep together a championship team for the long term, you're going to have to be willing to lose tens and tens of millions of dollars to do that. And I don't think it's good for the league, but it's definitely good for the Thunder, who have sort of, you know, mastered this approach. Salute to having the foresight to go out and build this thing 7-8 years before it was consensus.
For, let me ask you guys this, the basketball, college basketball experts, I'm looking at you, Hagee. Is this like the greatest draft in the history of drafting in college basketball?
It's a good draft.
I think it's been pushed a little bit too far in that direction, okay. But the top of this draft is outstanding.
Very strong.
Whether you want to go with the guard from Kansas, whether you want to go with DeBonta, who I think is amazing. And
the BYU kid?
Yeah, that's DeBonta. That's DeBonta.
Okay. I got the idea.
I got the idea here. The team that's lost one game and will probably only lose one game this year has got 4 first-round picks.
I know, it sucks.
So get ready for this for like a long time.
Yeah.
Get ready for this team was way ahead of everybody when it came to moving players. They found the right teams that needed their players. This front office clearly gets it. It's a small market deal. You know, yeah, they'll let players go, but they'll always find a way to stay ahead of the game. And so the best team in the league will have 4 first-round picks. Let's see if they use them all. I doubt it, but
that's... But just think about what they could leverage that into. If people love this draft...
Great. They could be great for as long as they want to be great.
Yeah, that is sobering. And they have their, like... One of the things we talk about is, but do you have that full-blown superstar? They do. In Shea. They absolutely do. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Hagee, thanks for asking. We do have 5 hours of sports, and we're going to talk with Texas Tech coach Joey McGuire coming up at 3:20. We have the Jake Ferguson show scheduled for 5 o'clock right now.
Man, that is a jam-packed powerhouse lineup right there of interviews. Joey McGuire, 3:20. Jake Ferguson, 5:20.
About 5:20. We'll see. Right. We'll float the sked for Jake.
Love it, love it, love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Remember, tomorrow we'll be at Uncle Julio's off of 20 in Arlington. Come and see us or listen right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say Latinas, Kevin.
Latinas.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.